Welcome back to Film Music Fridays, episode 30. Today also happens to be National Film Music Day, so we are going to celebrate a composer whom is widely regarded as one of the grandfathers of all film music, the great Alfred Newman. Alfred Newman was nominated 45 times for an Academy Award, setting the record for the most individual nominations by a composer until John Williams broke that record in 2011. Alfred Newman won 9 Academy Awards during his lifetime, which is a record that continues to hold to this day. Alfred Newman was one of the most, if not the most, influential figure in all of film music. And when he was alive, he was not only a great conductor, he was a great composer, he was the head of 20th Century Fox's music department. He wrote the, of course, incredibly famous 20th Century Fox fanfare that we see attached to so many amazing movies. Was able to work with so many incredible directors, one of whom was George Seaton, the director of Airport from 1970, and that's the music we're going to discuss today. Two scenes, one of Alfred Newman's greatest scores. This is a fun thriller drama. It takes place at a fictional airport in Chicago during one of the worst snowstorms of the season, and wackiness ensues with everything on the tarmac to the tower to what happens on the plane. So we're going to have a look at two scenes and how Alfred Newman approached them. First is one of the most famous, which is the main title. This was composed in 1970, so you'll hear a lot of this amazing kind of jazz that took hold in the 1970s. And one of the things I like most about this main title is that this very jazzy syncopated tune, it appears in a number of different instrumental sections, but I like it the most when it appears in the French horns. The French horns are not well suited to play this type of melody, but when they do as a section, it kind of gives a new kind of interesting approach to how that type of jazz idiomatic figure can be played by a section that otherwise would not normally play something like this. So enjoy the harmonies. It's powerful. The movie starts off with just a black screen and airport sound effects in the background, and all of a sudden Alfred Newman's main title comes in with full force and effect. I love this score, and Alfred Newman really did an amazing job with this one. So let's take a look at the main title, listen to the main title, and then we're going to pivot to another scene thereafter.
Attention, please. Continental Airlines announces the departure of Flight 3 for Los Angeles and Honolulu at Gate 28, the Blue Concourse.
So as you can hear, the power of that main title, one of the things I like so much about the score in general is that it brings an otherwise very serious nature to a lot of scenes that are kind of funny and lighthearted. In this scene, the character Dio Guerrero is visiting the diner that his wife runs, and it's a very beautiful, poignant scene, them discussing back and forth about the trials and tribulations of the life, the difficulties, financial and otherwise, that they're experiencing together. And it's a beautiful scene where she gives him a little bit of bus money to get to the airport, and unbeknownst to her, and spoiler alert, she doesn't know that his briefcase is packed with a bomb, and his intention was to blow up the airliner in order to give her the $25,000 in life insurance that he held as a policy, so that she could live without the financial burdens that she had. So let's take a look at the scene. It's a wonderful scene. Let's take a listen to how Alfred Newman scored it. It's filled with great tension, and the thriller nature of the film comes through here in his music. What is otherwise almost a love scene is played with a great amount of tension. So let's have a look and a listen, and we will see you next time for episode 31 of Film Music Friday. See you then.
Nothing's the way it used to be. But I'm not complaining. You never do. How you could stick with me after...
For better or for worse. I meant what I said.
It's going to be better again, I promise. No, I've got ideas. The kids aren't going to have to live with your sister anymore, and you're going to have money and a nice home and clothes.
Stop. Stop dreaming. Just hold on to the job.
I'll do it right this time. I won't mess it up.
How are you going to get to Milwaukee?
The bus, at least, in just a few minutes. I've got enough for that, and then I can draw an advance on my salary tomorrow. But I will need something for a hotel room tonight, if you could just let me have a few
dollars. Well, all I've got is enough to put something on the rent. Dom, the silverware's gone. My watch is gone. My mother's ring. Don't pawn that. Here. I can give the landlord another hard luck stroke. Goodbye, Dom.
I haven't been a very good provider, but I will be, I promise you that. Goodbye, Liz. I love you. I want you to always remember that.